March 18, God's University. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. 1 Corinthians 3:19. In their efforts to qualify themselves to be co-laborers with God, men frequently place themselves in such positions as will completely disqualify them for the molding and fashioning which the Lord desires to give them. Thus they are not found bearing, as did Moses, the divine similitude. By submitting to God's discipline, Moses became a sanctified channel through which the Lord could work. He does not hesitate to change his way for the Lord's way, even though it did lead in strange paths in untried ways. It was not the teachings of the schools of Egypt that enabled Moses to triumph over all his enemies, but an ever-abiding faith, an unflinching faith, a faith that did not fail under the most trying circumstances. Moses acted as seeing the invisible. God is not seeking for men of perfect education. The Lord wants men to appreciate the privilege of being laborers together with God, men who will honor Him by rendering implicit obedience to His requirements regardless of previously inculcated theories. Many who are seeking efficiency for the exalted work of God by perfecting their education in the schools of men will find that they have failed of learning the more important lessons which the Lord would teach them. By neglecting to submit themselves to the impressions of the Holy Spirit, by not living in obedience to all God's requirements, their spiritual efficiency has become weakened. By absenting themselves from the school of Christ, they have forgotten the sound of the voice of the teacher, and he cannot direct their course. Men may acquire all the knowledge possible to be imparted by the human teacher, but there is still greater wisdom required of them by God. Like Moses, they must learn meekness, lowliness of heart, and distrust of self. Our Savior Himself, bearing the test for humanity, acknowledged that of Himself He could do nothing. We must also learn that there is no strength in humanity alone. Man becomes efficient only by becoming a partaker of the divine nature.